Yeah, that's about. Let's see if I'm close enough to your mic, Randy.
It was when we just came in early August, and it was in Cherry Grove.
Lambert.
There was a fiddler there who lives up near Cherry Grove.
Oh, I bet that's Arbaugh.
Could I ask you to do Cripple Creek?
Yeah,
so that's one we you helped me with.
That goes an A.
Okay, an A. G or A, or an A. going to the G string or not?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, that's still in the A. That's still in the A category.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the one other that I wanted, I'd like to get on here, and if you could just play Liberty.
Well, that goes in the D chord.
Okay. Yeah. And I just, that's a nice tune. I'd like to get.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll hear myself talking on that thing.
Yeah. I'll leave it on. Again, how you learn fiddle. I'd like to get that.
All right. Well, Nick, when I learned to play a fiddle, I was a small boy. I don't know, I must have been about 7, 8 years old, something like that. And right here on the floor, right opposite us, I sat. And my dad's fiddle, the same fiddle we're playing tonight, here this Saturday night, hung on the wall over there. And my mother, she would give me the fiddle. When my dad wasn't here, and I would play it, I would learn to play. And he was pretty particular with his fiddle. He would allow no one to, that didn't know anything about one, to really try to play him. So one day he was gone, and he, up on the ridge here, looked about some corn. And he come in, and he caught me playing his fiddle. He wasn't gone as long as I thought he would be gone, but he caught me. And I thought, well, I'm going to give a real good licking here for that. And he come in, and he stuck his head in the door, and he said, well, go ahead and play it. And I was playing Soldier Joy, a song on it then, playing Soldier Joy. That's the first piece I played. He said, go ahead and play it. And that time on, I wasn't afraid, but which of you, I guess, give me that licking.
He used to play around here a lot?
He played a lot, too.
Were there more fiddlers around then?
Yes, there was a good many more. There was, oh, there were several. Well, the old man, Steve Simmons over here on the other side of the hill, he played, and Robert Props, and Mike Props, and all of those, there were several more fiddle players around. Mac Robertson's. There were several around here playing then. And they would get together, and they'd have fiddle music, banjo music, and have old-time get-togethers like apple cuttings and cane boilings.
What's the cane boiling?
Well, they made cane syrup. They'd take
cane boiling.
They'd raise cane and grind with a machine, with a
horse. You mean sugar cane?
No, it's just common cane. And they would press the juice out of it and then boil it into syrup or into sugar. Like they do make maple sugar now. And they have, well, different things, lawn parties like that.
Did many people do duets, play two fiddles?
Yeah, they'd go out and play two fiddles together.
I heard you and Estel doing that together.
Mostly they didn't have guitars, too many guitars. They usually used five-string banjo. Is what they would play. They'd play a couple five-string banjos, a couple fiddlers. Well, there was John Hammer. He was one of the fiddle players, banjo players, too. I forgot him, but he was one of them, too. And Rome Hammer. There were several of them around this little neck of the woods around here that played.
Are there people still play banjo around here?
Yes, but they're getting away in years, and they can't hardly play.
Yeah.
Now, John Hammer's one of them. He's still living yet. He plays a five-string banjo.
Does he still play?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but he can't do much playing anymore because he's getting too long, too far in years.
I might go up and talk to him sometime.
Well, come down and we'll go down to his home.
No, that'd be nice, yeah. I understand over near Elkins there's a real good fiddler named Simmons.
I know who you mean. I know him. I can't call his name right now.
Okay, I've heard lots of good things about him.
He's a good fiddle player.
Yeah. Have you ever entered any contest? Did you ever?
I've been in a few contests, and I won a few.
Where were they, at Franklin? Or?
No, they was down around Romney, in towards Romney, below Petersburg, and then around Moorfield and places like that.
What would you play at the fiddle contest?
Well, I'd play at Liberty, and I'd play Soldier Joy, and, well, I have one I haven't played here on the recording yet. I have one that I played the Dragging the Bow, and well, I've had several different ones I played, and I've several old-timers. Another night we haven't played tonight, that's Sally Gooden. That goes in the G chord. We haven't played that. That's an old-time fiddle player.
Well, you know, next time I get together, I'd like to record.
We'll do that.
All right, and on Soldier, on Sally Gooden, what key is that in?
That's a G chord.
G chord. Now, do you know any words with Sally Gooden?
No, I don't.
You're probably like me. I have terrible time on words.
Yeah, I just talk by.
Yeah, that's really
by
nice.
By ear say.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. on that fine part.
Yeah. Does that have two parts or three parts?
Yeah, two parts.
Uh-huh.
You can have a real fine part on it.
Do you know songs that have three parts, or most all the fiddle tunes just have two?
Just two parts.
Uh-huh. What was the other one you said, bow and the...
Dragon and bow?
Yeah.
Dragon and bow.
That
was an A chord.
An A chord.
Cindy?
Uh-huh.
You knew that too,
yeah.
I guess.